the specter of a shutdown is so ambiguous, both whether it'll happen and even as the likelihood increases, how long it might be for. So it's very hard to budget for the lost pay that will arise, given how it's been sprung on us and how long, if we don't know how long it would be. It's kind of similar to the pay freeze that happened in the middle of December, when people are expecting, their pay to increase 2 weeks later, they budget for that, and when suddenly that expectation is taken away from them, it's hard to game plan on the fly.
Tell me what it is that you have to do. Do you just assume it's going to be business as normal, or do you find yourself pinching pennies in your personal life?
I think that it definitely varies for each person. A lot of people are living paycheck to paycheck. A lot of people are, might have two people in the household that are earning federal paychecks. Some people might only have one and are able to withstand the blow. Some people have savings and are able to withstand the blow a lot more than others. So it all depends. And when you talk to your coworkers, all the experiences vary because of that.
Is there a sense of dismay or business as usual? Give me an idea of what's going on in their heads and in your head, too.
Sure. It seems like in everyone's personal life, everyone is both, trying to proceed as business as usual when it comes to their own lives, but at the same time, everyone's trying to absorb both the shock that their jobs will just cease existing for a little bit of time or maybe an extended period of time, and also, what that's going to do to everybody financially at home. And also a lot of people are talking about, it looks like I got to come up with a list of projects to do at home for a while.
Were you able to get guidance that helped you kind of figure it out?
I think, from a personal perspective, you just want to know, do I need to come into work on Monday? And then what do I do? And I think that everybody is getting that kind of guidance about, how you can manage your personal life and what am I supposed to do over the weekend? And what, should I be getting ready to commute in on Monday? Should I be getting ready to, not commit on commuting after that. So I think those kinds of instructions have been pretty useful.
Are you going to have to turn in your BlackBerry and your laptop and all that, or do you know yet?
I don't have those kinds of instructions. A lot of the instructions aren't that specific, mm-hmm. And I think those are probably coming.
So what are you going to do now? Are you just waiting for the countdown like everybody else?
Yeah, every night I watch the news, every late night meeting that the White House has with the congressional leaders, you're just kind of watching and waiting and trying to see, what's going to happen next. And right now everybody that works for the federal government or is somehow related to it is just in a wait and see mode, which is just it's an unfortunate place to be.
Now, are you in a good place, or are you going to be okay if you're furloughed and you miss a paycheck, or are you kind of feeling a pinch, if you don't mind my asking?
Sure. My situation is that I'm going to feel sort of the pinch that a lot of people would feel with lost pay, in the sense that I do have some savings that could make up for it, but at the same time, it's kind of a hard place to be when federal taxes are due for a lot of people and other expenses that a lot of people have. It's definitely going to weigh heavily in every household, I think, no matter what kind of bright face, people put on.
And if this could have been handled differently in any way, shape, or form, how would you have liked to have seen it handled?
I think in an ideal world, you would hope that Congress could come up with a budget every year and give agencies the ability to, and their workers the ability to, manage their personal and work lives with some sort of expectation, understanding of what the next not only weeks but months are going to be and how it's going to lay out. So, I think that being more proactive about these sort of things would be useful. These kinds of moments really bring home, whether you're in the private sector, or whether you're in the public sector, or wherever, how the decisions that are made that impact everybody. It just hammers it home when you see it impacting you at your own home. And a lot of Americans have gone through this sort of thing when they lost their jobs. And now federal employees are going through this with pay freezes and furloughs. State employees have gone through it everywhere. And so, you know, the burden has been shared by a lot of people. So it's definitely humbling and brings a lot of things home about what everyone has been going through.